as a householder, what are the rules followed by Krishna? Actually, when Krishna comes to this world, there are two distinct aspects to his living. One is that by his living, he sets an example for others. But another is, by his living, he demonstrates his transcendence. Means he demonstrates his distinct, unique position. So, for example, it is said that there is a chapter, I think 70th chapter in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it described how Krishna did the various duties of a householder. Now, he would chant prayers and he would chant mantras and do prayers in the morning. He would give charity. He would arrange for hospitality of guests. He took diligently the responsibility of getting his sons and daughters married. He would hear spiritual wisdom. He would go to holy places. So basically, whatever the standard duties of a householder, as is described in scripture, which broadly comprise the doing one's worldly duties in this world, that is called as aparadharma. You know, our duty to our family, our duty to our nation, duty to our community, all these are important. They are aparadharma. And there is paradharma. Paradharma is our duty as souls. See, we are souls in material bodies. So because we are in a particular material body, we have certain duties associated with the body. But at the same time, we are souls. And the soul also has a particular nature. So today when people talk about dharma, people talk about duty, they talk primarily about duty in terms of things related to the body. Oh, I have to take care of my family, I have to make sure that my children get educated, they get well placed in jobs, they get married. These are what people think of as duty. They are duties, but they are aparadharma. They are duties connected with the body. But we are not just our bodies, we are souls. And as souls also, we have spiritual duty. And the spiritual duty is to connect with Krishna, to develop our love for Krishna. And so, Krishna, it is described in the Krishna book that the duty of a person is not just to do worldly duties, but is also to meditate on the absolute truth. Now, Krishna would wake up in the morning and he is the absolute truth. So, he would meditate on himself. But we are not meant to meditate on ourselves. We are meant to meditate on Krishna. So, Krishna demonstrated both the apara and the paradharma. And sometimes for demonstrating the paradharma, he would transcend the normal principles of dharma. So, we should learn from the Guru Sadhu Shastra, from the sages and scripture, which of Krishna's activities are examples for us to follow, and which are for anukaran, we should follow in his footsteps, and which are the activities that are meant to demonstrate his divinity, his transcendence. So Krishna performed Ras Leela. So people say, I'll also perform Ras Leela. So Prabhupada would say, Krishna performed Ras Leela when he was 8 years old. But at the age of 7, he lifted Govardhan. So he said, first please lift Govardhan, then you can perform Ras Leela. So there are certain activities of Krishna which demonstrate his divinity. And that we are not meant to imitate. That is just to help us understand that he is God and to help us develop our devotion to him. But there are activities which he did to demonstrate the principles of dharma. And those we can take as examples for us to follow. Does that answer your question?